Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Three of the Kenai Peninsula's legislative individuals spoke about a carbon storage bill on KSRM's long-running political talk show, Sound Off, with Dwayne Bannock on Tuesday. They explained that though they may not be the biggest fans of the process itself, the overall goal is to benefit the community economically while ensuring we can heat our homes during the colder months. Representative Justin Ruffridge opened the conversation by saying how House Bill 50 came to be.
That actually started off as a simple carbon storage bill. It would have allowed carbon sequestration as a result of either production of natural gas or coal plant or other things, the injection of carbon into the ground as a way to store or sequester carbon.
Senator Jesse Bjorkman followed Representative Ruffridge's statement by explaining why a bill like this matters to residents on the Kenai Peninsula.
First, it allows for reserves-based lending so that companies like Bluecrest down there off of Anchor Point, as well as Fury, can go and get more working capital so that they can go drill more wells and produce more gas. That's a big deal. Also, it allows for the regulation of additional storage room for natural gas so that we can put more natural gas in storage. We have more gas saved up for the winter. We can save that up this summer so that we have more gas to burn throughout the winter.
Suzanne LaFrance has declared victory in Anchorage's mayoral race. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell with more information.
Suzanne LaFrance declared victory in Anchorage's mayoral race on Tuesday, 1 week after voting ended in the runoff election. LaFrance, a former chair of the Anchorage Assembly, says there's a lot of work ahead to build her administration. On election night, partial unofficial results had LaFrance leading incumbent Mayor Dave Bronson by 4,973 votes, or nearly 10%. Through Friday, more than 27,000 additional ballots had been added to the unofficial tally. LaFrance's lead narrowed to 7%, though in total votes, she widened to 5,487. There aren't enough uncounted ballots to change the outcome of the race. LaFrance is the city's first elected female mayor. With so many vacancies in city government, she said staffing up is key. She plans to have a lot of conversations to figure out who to keep on and who to bring in. Bronson's campaign did not immediately respond to a request for comment. As of Tuesday afternoon, LaFrance said she had not heard from Bronson's camp with a concession or otherwise, but is looking forward to a productive transition for Anchorage. Next week, the Anchorage Election Commission is scheduled to decide which challenged ballots will count or not, clearing the way for the Anchorage Assembly to certify the election results at a special meeting on May 31st. LaFrance is expected to take office on July 1st, leaving about 6 weeks to work out the transition. The last time the mayor's office turned over in 2021, city officials forgot to budget for a transition process. When the Alaska landmine brought it to light, the assembly set aside $60,000 for the incoming mayor's transition team. Transition funding hasn't been budgeted yet this time either. Anna Brawley co-chairs the assembly's Budget and Finance Committee, and she said those resources are important to help an incoming mayor hit the ground running. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
In 2024, a run of approximately 5.72 million sockeye salmon is forecasted to return to the Upper Cook Inlet, with an estimate of 3.70 million available for harvest. The Kenai River sockeye salmon forecast is approximately 3.38 million fish. The 2024 Kenai River forecast is 500,000 fish, less than the historical average run of 3.88 million, but still 6% more than the recent 10-year average run of 3.17 million. Coming up, we'll take a look at our top news headlines from Thursday.